在那个两个礼拜前
two weeks ago
有一个刚信主的一个姐妹问了一个问题
a sister who's new in the Lord asked this question
她问说如果祷告的时候我没有事情要求的话我应该祷告什么
She said that if there's nothing for me to ask of the Lord what should I pray about?
我觉得这是一个还挺好的问题。
I think this is a good question.
就如果你不是在有个事情啊，有个困难啊，有个需要，你不是好像没有这些事的话。
If you do not have any difficulty or you do not have anything or need.
那来到主面前祷告的时候你要说什么呢
？Then when you come before the Lord, what do you say?
所以我就同时回想到。我们去年的时候在退休会。
So I thought back to our retreat.
常见弟兄不是建议大家，你试着花两分钟在主的面前。
And Brother Chang Jian asked us to spend two minutes before the Lord.
你不是在求东西，但是你就是两分钟在神的面前。
Not asking for anything, but just to be before the Lord for two minutes.
所以在那个两分钟里面，所以那一次哈。有个弟兄他也很乖
So at that time a brother very follow
对对对他就他那个那堂道听完他就去两分钟
So after he heard the message he practiced the two minutes
他就跑过来跟我讲
And then he came to me
他说伟修撑不到两分钟
So I can't last two minutes
我知道到底要讲什么东西啊
I don't know what to say
所以弟兄姊妹，我今天，为了这个缘故呢，我觉得我们可以来思想寻求一下亲近主这个事情。
And so for that, today we want to consider the topic of drawing near to the Lord.
一方面，我觉得，我们总是有一段时间呢，我们需要被提醒要亲近主。
We need this admonishing to come near to the Lord.
然后另外一方面，我也感觉。我们还是要求主教我怎么教我们怎么来亲近他。
And then on the other hand, we need to ask the Lord to teach us how to draw near to Him.
那我想弟兄们也提到我们要住在主里。
Our brother has mentioned that we need to abide in the Lord.
我们要操练敬虔。
And we need to practice godliness.
这些都是相关的。
All these are related.
那我想今天就是借着。比较特别强调我们怎么样来亲近主。
And so today we want to focus on how to draw near to God.
我愿意用三个方面，一个是亲近主的宝贵。
And I want to touch three areas. First is the preciousness of being close to Him.
然后亲近主的必要。
And then the need to draw near to Him.
然后亲近主的操练。
And then to exercise how to draw close to Him.
然后我们一同有一点点祷告。
And let's pray together.
主耶稣，我们一同来到你的脚前。
Lord Jesus, we come before your feet.
主啊，我们实在越来越深知道。
More and more we realize.
主啊，当我们能够来到你面前。碰着你的时候
and that when we come to you and touch you
原本我们许多的问题我们就脱落
many problems just are laid down
好像我们原本一些里面过不去的主要我们就过去了
things that it seems like we cannot get over then we got over them
主要我们实在经历能够碰见你主要我们这是何等甘甜美好的事
when we meet you and touch you it's such a sweet thing
因此我们把我们今天我们再次求主教我们怎么样来到你的面前
so once again please teach us Lord how to come before you
祷告是奉主耶稣的名
this we pray in Jesus name
Amen 我们请看两处的圣经
so let's turn to two passages in the Bible
希伯来书第十章十九节
Hebrews chapter 10 verse 9
第十章十九跟二十
Verse 19 and 20
弟兄们，我们既因耶稣的血得以坦然进入至圣所，是借着他给我们开了一条又新又活的路，从幔子经过，这幔子就是他的身体。
Having therefore, brethren, boldness to enter into the holiness by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way which he has consecrated for us through the veil, that is to say, his flesh.
我们借着主耶稣的血，他的救赎呢，我们现在可以进到至圣所。
By his blood, we can enter into the holy place.
我们再请看以弗所书第二章。
Then let's turn to Ephesians chapter 2.
以弗所书第二章十二十三节
Verses 12 and 13
以弗所书二章十二十三节
Ephesians 2:12-13
那时你们与基督无关，在以色列国民以外，在所应许的诸约上是局外人，并且活在世上没有指望，没有神。你们从前远离神的人，如今却在基督耶稣里靠着他的血已经得清净了。
That at that time you were without Christ, being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel and strangers from the covenants of promise, having no hope and without God in the world. But now in Christ Jesus, you who sometimes were far off are made nigh by the blood of Christ.
我们过去是离神很远的。
Before we are far off.
但现在我们可以亲近神了。
But we're made nigh by the blood of Christ.
再请看十六节。
And then verse 16.
既在十字架上灭了冤仇，便借这十字架使两下归为一体，与神和好了。
And that he might reconcile both unto God in one body by the cross, having slain the enmity thereby.
我在几个礼拜前哈。
A few weeks ago,
当我们在一同擘饼的时候
when we were breaking bread together,
那天我心中突然有个深处有个感觉
that day deep in my heart, I have this feeling.
当我们还没有认识神的时候，我们离神何等的远。
When we do not know God, at that time we were very far from Him.
然后那时候在我心里面好像有一个图画，好像这个宇宙真的是很大。
I saw this picture of the hugeness of the universe.
但是我们跟主的那个距离好像比那个距离还远。
And we are far from the Lord, farther than that.
好像主在宇宙当中，在那么远的距离当中来寻找我们。
And it's as if with the length of that universe, He come and seek us.
好像一粒尘沙，好像埋藏在这个浩瀚的宇宙里面。
A speck of dust in this whole universe.
然后主就伸出手呢，把我们寻回。
And he reached out his hand to take us back.
然后那个时候就有首诗歌就在我的心里面。
And then a hymn came to me.
然后那个主的爱呢，只能够及到我们这些何等远处的人。
And that love reaches us who are far off.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们实在要觉得。今天能够亲近主啊，是一件很宝贵、很有福的事。
And so today, the fact that we can draw near to Him is such a precious thing.
我们过去啊，跟神是为仇的。
In the past, we're enemies of God.
一方面，神的那个愤怒呢，是在人的身上。
His wrath is upon man.
另外一方面，我们心里面对神是何等的抵挡呢？
And we are against God.
那个里面那个当中，所以圣经是形容我们是像仇敌一样。
And so we are truly enemies of God.
然后另外一方面呢，这个主在十字架上灭了这个冤仇，这个冤仇就是敌对的一个意念敌意啊。
But on the cross he slain this enmity.
所以我那时候我在思想这段话的时候。
So when I was thinking about this passage.
大家记得哈，就是有的时候这个美国跟什么美国总统跟什么苏俄总统在一个所谓高峰会在那边会谈
啊。We know that in some summit like there's a panel between the U.S. and the Soviet Union.
当然现在可能那个仇敌的这个这敌对的状态啊，不像以前那么糟糕。
Maybe right now the enmity between these two countries is way less than before.
但我有时候想象哈，他们在握手的时候。
But when I think when they're shaking hands.
其实那个苏俄的头子其实也常常不太同意美国。
Many times the Soviet Union their head is not in agreement with the U.S.
所以我常常在想象他们在握手的时候，那个虽然在笑呢，一定是皮笑肉不笑。
I think when they're shaking hands and smiling, I don't think they're smiling inside.
有姊妹，有时候啊，这个两边那个。或比如说像那个以色列人跟那个巴勒斯坦人
or for example the Israelites and the Palestinians
啊，当然现在他们这个打得很厉害，没错
of course right now they're at war against each other
但是好，就算是他们签了那个和平的协定，如果有和平协定
but even if they sign a peace agreement
表面上好像很和平
On the surface, it might look peaceful.
但是呢，在他们心里面的那个敌意哈，是不会消除的。
But then in their heart, that enmity is not going to be removed.
所以当看到对方的时候呢，表面是不打架。
So when they look at the other side, they are not going to quarrel.
但里面的那个意念哈，是不合的。
But the thing within, the enmity within, is there.
所以这边是宝贵在哪里呢
？So what is the preciousness here？
你知道吗？我们跟神好，不仅是表面好像是和好而已。
Not only on the outside have we been reconciled。
你会发现，从里面那个一点点那个抵挡、仇对、仇视的意念呢，通通都消除了。
But every single bit of enmity within is removed。
所以我们在神在他的里面呢。完完全全是接纳我们这些人。
So in God, He totally accepts us.
然后在我们的心里面呢，我们可以完完全全的能够敞开来到主的面前。
And within our heart, we can open ourselves and come near to Him.
在那个旧约的时候
，In the Old Testament，
其实，在历世历代，从创世以前，神就有一个神心里就有一个意念。
Even from the beginning, He has this heart.
我们神哈，他造了人呢、啊，他心中就很盼望跟人亲近。
Our God, when He created man, He wants to be close to man.
他非常的渴慕这件事情。
He really wants that.
所以到了一个情况呢，他可以他的儿子呢，能够为我们而死，他成就了这个和平。
So to a certain point, His Son has to die for us in order to reconcile us to Him.
在旧约的时候。
In the Old Testament,
那个有一个日子叫七月初十日，是一个特别的日子，叫赎罪日。
And in the Old Testament, there's a Day of Atonement, like July 10th.
对，在那个赎罪日那一天呢，大祭司一年一次可以进到至圣所。
In the Day of Atonement, the high priest can go into the holiest of holies.
弟兄姊妹，那个我们知道圣殿或是会幕啊，是表达我们这个表达神的同在。
We know the tabernacle or the temple represents the presence of God.
然后在那个至圣所里面是最中心的地方。
And the holiest of holy is that main place.
那个是神同在的地方。
That's where the presence of God is.
有一个很重的。很大层重的幔子呢，把它隔起来这样。
And there is a heavy, thick veil that separates that place from the other place.
所以在旧约的时候呢，只有大祭司一年一次可以进到幔子里面。
So in the Old Testament, only once a year can the high priest go in there.
非常的战战兢兢的。
And he enters with fear.
他要好好的先想办法，不是想办法，就是照着律法的规定，好好的先洁净自己。
And according to the law, he has to be clean himself first.
那当然这是我听到的一个说法。
And this is what I heard.
他们必须要牵着一个绳子在他的应该是脚上。
In their feet, a rope is tied to their feet.
所以当他们进去之后呢，那个走的时候身上那个衣服有铃铛的。
And their bells in their clothes, so when they walk, people can hear them.
所以他在这个至圣所里面走来走去侍奉神，那大家可以在外面可以听到这个铃铛的声音。
So when they're in the Holy of Holies and they walk around doing their service, people can hear that and they know he's moving.
但是如果这个大祭司啊，有一点点不敬畏神的这个意念或是心的话。
But if in his heart there is a little bit of not for the Lord, then
他在神的荣耀的同在里面马上就被击杀了。
Then he will be killed in that holy place.
所以大家听，哎，铃铛声不见了。
So if the bell is not sounding,
那过了一会儿只好用绳子把尸体把它拖出来。
Then they will use that rope to drag out the body.
弟兄姊妹，这个旧约在这个是显示神其实在住在人当中至圣所，他愿意想要跟人亲近。
But this shows that God wants so much to be living among men.
那这个大祭司一年是进去呢，是一个很有限的一个恢复。
And this once a year entering into the Holy of Holy by the high priest is a small recovery of that.
那请问在新约呢？
And then in the New Testament.
弟兄姊妹，耶稣基督为我们开了一条又新又活的路。
Jesus opened for us a new and living way.
我们今天啊，能够直接的，虽然我们不是有物质的至圣所，但是我们可以在心里面直接进到至圣所，来到神的面前。
And this Holy of Holies is not a material place, but we can go in directly into the Holy of Holies.
你也不用。当然我们要敬畏神，但你不用像那个大祭司那么战发抖的那种战战兢兢来到神面前。
Of course, we need to fear the Lord, but we are not like the high priest who is very fearful when he goes in.
弟兄姊妹，这个在历世历代好多人想要找一条路。
Ages and ages ago, people are looking for a way.
他们想要说，哎，我今天能够好像把自己变得更好，好像在神的面前可以过得去。
People want to be acceptable to the God by doing good things.
但是今天啊，就是我们就得到这一条唯一的又新又活的路。
But today we already have this new and living way.
在不管你在什么地方
，no matter where you are，
在什么时候。
Whatever the time.
那你在读书的时候。
Maybe you're studying.
你在这个图书馆的时候。
Maybe you're in the library.
你在上班。
Or you're at work.
你洗澡的时候。
Or taking a shower.
然后你不管在什么情况。
No matter in what circumstance.
你心中觉得欢喜的时候。
Maybe you're happy.
你觉得低沉忧愁的时候。
Down and sad.
你通通都可以进到至圣所，来到神的面前。
You can enter into this holy place before God.
我忘了是不是常见弟兄举的例子啊？就是那个美国总统不是在白宫办公吗？
I'm not sure this is an example from 常见。But in the Oval Office,
对，我们就好像，你知道这个白宫的办公室不能随便进去的吧？
We all know you cannot enter, not anybody can enter into this Oval Office.
听说只有国务卿那一个他才可以随时进去。
Probably only the Secretary of Defense.
OK, 搞不太清楚。所以呢？那不是随便进去的。
Not anybody can go in.
但弟兄姊妹，我们今天好像可以随时随地随处呢，都可以进到那个神的办公室里面。
But today, no matter where you are, whatever circumstances or whatever the time, you can enter into the holiest of holies.
所以弟兄姊妹，不要把这件事看得太随便。
So don't look at this thing in a careless way.
应该说，不要把这个恩典，把这个福气。把它看得太小。
Or look down on this grace and this blessing.
我们再看那个清净土的一个必要性。
Next, we want to see the need for drawing close to God.
约翰福音十五章第五节。
John 15:5.
约翰福音十五章第五节，我是葡萄树。你们是枝子，藏在我里面的，我也藏在他里面。这人就多结果子，因为离了我，你们就不能做什么。
I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abide in me, and I in him, the same bring forth much fruit. For without me, you can do nothing.
我这边只要强调说，离了我，你们就不能做什么。
I'm focusing on this part. For without me, you can do nothing.
弟兄姊妹，我们不一定有这种感觉。
Maybe we don't feel this way.
但是弟兄姊妹，我们要知道，基督徒生命的源头是在我们神的身上，在我们主的身上。
But we need to know that the source of our Christian life is in our God.
我盼望神带我们到一个情况哈。
May the Lord bring us to this place.
我们感觉如果没有主的话，感觉活不太下去。
That really, without the Lord, as if we cannot go on living.
很多时候我们说祷告是基督徒属灵的呼吸。
We say that prayer is like the breathing of Christians.
但是我们觉得我们已经好久没呼吸，但是大家感觉好像还是活得好好。
And many times we don't breathe, and we think that we're still living fine.
所以一个基督徒觉得没有亲近主还觉得 OK 的话，其实这个情况蛮可怕。
If a Christian is not drawing near to God and still think that it's okay, it's such a pitiful situation.
有首诗歌就是求主拣选我的道路。
There's a song saying that Lord choose my way.
它里面说哈，你这首诗歌其实我挺喜欢。你若不握住我的手，啊，你知，你看是怎么样？你若不知求主握住我的手，因为你知我的软弱。
May the Lord hold my hand because you know my weakness.
否则我只能忧愁，不知如何生活。
Otherwise, I can only be sorrowful and do not know how to live.
所以这个作诗人里面有感觉哈，如果主不握住我的手的话，我不晓得怎么生活啊。
So this hymnist know that unless the Lord is holding his hand, he doesn't know how to live.
我前一阵子听了一个弟兄做了一点家庭的见证。
There's a brother. He had this witness, his testimony.
我们弟兄已经提早退休了，所以有一定的年纪。
Our brother actually took an early retirement.
那他做一点分享，就是讲到他带他的孩子，他孩子现在是长大。
And he shared about how he was guiding his children.
那他小孩现在已经挺大了。
Of course, now the children are already grown.
当他回想那个小时候他带孩子的时候，他记得一件他失败的事情。
But when he thought back, he remembered one thing that he failed.
他讲到这失败之后，我心中非常的同意这样。
And I totally agree with him when he talked.
他说他小时候教他的那个儿子做功课。
When he was trying to teach his son how to do his homework.
教了老半天听不懂不会。
And all that teaching seems fruitless because he still doesn't know.
那到了一个情况，他就脱口而出说了一句话。
And at one point he said something.
他说你怎么这么笨？
He said, how can you be so stupid?
他说他很后悔说了那句话。
And he really regretted saying that.
因为他儿子从此之后就觉得自己很笨。
Because from then on, the child felt he is stupid.
就是你知道为什么我要举这个例子吗？
Do you know why I want to mention this example?
如果我们不活在主的面前亲近他的话，
If we do not live before him and draw near to him,
有时候我们不知道我们做了一件事或说了一句话可以造成一个何等大的影响。
We don't know the one word that we say or one thing we do have great consequences.
我好像在教我儿子可能是除法的时候。
When I was teaching my son how to divide,
那时候教减法就已经很痛苦。
The teaching subtraction was already very difficult.
然后除法也很头痛。
And division is even worse.
那天我真的有点受不了。
And that day I couldn't stand it anymore.
然后我教了一下，我走到旁边。
So after I taught him, I went to the side.
然后偷偷讲了一句。
and then said in a low voice,
"Oh, so stupid."
So stupid.
啊，他说，哦，儿子就问，哎，爸爸，你刚刚是说什么 stupid 吗？
Oh, my God, did you say stupid?
哦，我说对不起，对不起，我不该说这种话。
And I said, I'm sorry, I should not say that.
啊，还好，可能还好过去了。
I'm glad it just went by.
之后很多年就没有再说。
And I didn't repeat that again.
弟兄姊妹，这是一个生活的例子哈。
This is an example from our daily life.
如果我们不亲近主啊，你要觉得。你在一个危险的情况里面。
If we do not draw near to God, you are in a dangerous position.
你真的不晓得你在什么情况发生了一个什么软弱哈，就做了什么事情。
You do not know in what circumstance you become weak and you do something foolish.
我们的确承认我们人都有软弱，对不对？
We accept that we people we are weak.
但是我现在的重点是说，我们。有没有一个感觉哈？我害怕离开主，啊，发生了这些问题错误。
But the thing here is, I want you to know that if we are far from the Lord, and then this thing happens.
弟兄姊妹，我们这个亲近主真的是我们基督徒生活的根基啊。
This drawing near to God is foundational in our lives.
因为唯有主耶稣是我们的磐石，是不动摇的。
Because only Jesus is our rock and is the solid.
有多少基督徒经过这个环境的改变，水冲，水淹火，水冲火烧，那个基督徒就倒了呢
？Many passed through water and through fire and they fell.
因为没有生根。扎在我们主的身上。
Why? Because they're not rooted in our Lord.
如果不亲近主，哪来的根基呢？
If we do not draw close to Him, where can we have our foundation?
我们隔离的主这么远，那根本就是随便一推就倒了。
We're far from Him, and then a little movement, we all fall.
你不要讲这个什么困难的事情啊。
Let's not even talk about difficulty.
你光讲一些什么安逸的生活，就可以叫人跌倒。
Even a restful life can make a man fall.
那个大卫那一次睡得很晚。
Remember, David that day he slept really into the day.
然后他看了一个女子呢，就心中就动了一念。
And he saw this woman and immediately he fell into adultery. Adultery.
哎，弟兄姊妹，大卫不是普通人啊！
Now David is not just a common man.
他经过多少的艰难
？He had been through a lot of difficulty.
在这个被追赶的时候，何等的倚靠主，写了多少美丽的诗篇呢
？When he was being chased around, how much he depended on the Lord and wrote so many psalms.
他一离开主呢，一安逸下来呢，就跌倒。
And yet, when he departed from the Lord and he was in a relaxed state, he fell.
弟兄姊妹，我实在有感觉啊，撒旦要摧毁人亲近主的生活。
Satan wants to destroy this life of closeness to.
也许你都可以聚会，读圣经，就是好，表面上在聚会读圣经。
On the surface, you could be going to meetings or even reading your Bible.
甚至有基督徒好像还很热心的在做这个。主的这个工作
or you can be even serving the Lord with zeal
但是哈，如果这个人平常根本不亲近主的话
but if on a daily basis this person is not drawing close to God
其实撒旦很高兴
then Satan is happy
他根本就是怎么讲呢他根本不屑一顾 doesn't bother 就是去攻击你啊根本不用
He doesn't even bother to attack this kind of person.
他反而说，哎呀，你这尽量做，尽量做，你这个后面那个根，你做的事情根本没有根基的。
He might even encourage you to do all those outward things because there's really no root in what you're doing.
你做的越多，可能这个损害主的工作越大。
So maybe the more you do, the more you're damaging God's work.
所以弟兄姊妹，这个亲近主实在是必要的。 不能缺少。
And that's why drawing close to the Lord is essential.
我提到一点，弟兄姊妹，我们亲近主心中一定要真的。
Now when we draw close to the Lord, our heart has to be real.
我们在神面前都是赤露敞开，没有任何隐藏的。
We are naked before God. There's nothing that we can hide.
有时候我真的感觉，就是我也常常提醒我自己。
And I always remind myself too.
就是我的祷告啊，一些交通啊，最好能够跟我的平常的生活是 match 在一起，是相同的。
My prayer and what I say has to match what's inside.
弟兄姊妹，我们这个人有没有亲近主，骗不了主。
Now, whether we're really drawing close to our Lord, we cannot really deceive the Lord.
人可能一下子看不出来。
People might not see it.
但是神通通都知道。
But God knows everything.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们亲近主，我们一定要很真。
So when we draw near to our Lord, we have to be real.
我们是怎么样的人呢？来到神面前就是怎么样的人。
How we are, we just come to Him as the way we are.
在神的这个心意里面呢，我们要慢慢被有他的这个形象能够活出来。
We know that in God's heart, He wants us to live out His image.
这个很像就是那个老夫老妻，这个结婚久的那个脸很像那样。
It's like the old couple after being married for so long, they look alike.
他每天这样对看，看久了就差不多。
Because they always look at each other every day, day in, day out, finally they look alike.
所以弟兄姊妹，如果我们都不去亲近主、看主的话，我们一点都不像主。
So if we do not draw close to our Lord, how can we be like Him?
如果要有主的性情样式的话，任何其他方法都行不通了。
If we want to have His character, all other ways are not going to work.
因为那个像照镜子。
Because this is like looking at the mirror.
对，照的时候把这个主的这个荣光，我们见主的时候，那主的荣光就反照在我们身上。
It's when we see the Lord, then His glory is reflected on us.
但是没有主的话，我们没有光，都是黑的。
And without Him, there's no light. It's all darkness.
所以我希望弟兄姊妹，我们有个你看，真的有感觉哈，这个亲近主不能缺少。
And so I want you to know that you cannot not draw near to the Lord.
我们再来读一处圣经哈。
Let's read one more passage.
雅各书第四章。
And it's in James chapter 4.
雅各书第四章的七跟八节。
Verses 7 and 8.
故此你们要顺服神，勿要抵挡魔鬼，魔鬼就必离开你们逃跑了。你们亲近神，神就必亲近你们。有罪的人啊，要洁净你们的手，心怀恶意的人啊，要清洁你们的心。
Submit yourself therefore to God. Resist the devil and he will flee from you. Draw nigh to God and he will draw nigh to you. Cleanse your hands, ye sinners, and purify your hearts, ye double-minded.
所以弟兄姊妹，我在那边讲到说亲近主的这些事情哈。
So brothers and sisters, when I talk about drawing near to God,
我们必须要去实行。
We need to go and practice.
我们只是知道，哎呀，我可以亲近主，真好真好这样子。我不行。
If we just know, oh, it's very good to be close to the Lord, that's not enough.
我们必须要真实的去亲近主。
We need to go and really go experience it.
所以弟兄姊妹，这个孙弟兄讲到门跟路。
Now, Brother Sun mentioned the door and the way.
那我们现在也慢慢明白，我们是枝子，我们是葡萄树上的枝子，我们的主是葡萄树。
And we know we're the branches, and He's the vine.
现在我们开始进门了。
And now we have entered into the door.
我们必须经历实际的走在这条路上。
We need to experience to walk in that way.
好像我们进入到这个真理里。
So that we can enter into this truth.
我们一定要养一个，这个，我今天可能讲的有点像浆糊一样，不过没关系。就我们需要有一个爱慕主的心啊。
We need to have a heart that loves the Lord.
真的，我们有一个愿意的心呢，我们要来亲近他。
that there's that willing heart to come close to him.
好像他帮助我们呢，好像养成了一个亲近主的一个习惯。
And that he will help us that we will have this habit of coming close to him.
我们只要想办法用各式各样的方法呢，让我们自己能够亲近他。
We need to find every way for ourselves to come close to him.
我真的是这样子觉得哈，我们需要归零来学。
And I really feel that we need to learn in the spirit.
就是好像以前都不会的那种感觉来到主面前。
We start from ground zero.
对。所以过去不管我们是怎么样的情况。
Now, no matter what's our condition in the past.
也许我们真的不太懂那个两分钟真的撑不了。
Maybe we cannot even withstand that 2 minutes.
那也许我们之前哇，我们曾经三四个钟头跟主亲近。
Or maybe we have practiced being close to him three or four hours.
但是不管怎么样，我们总是来到主面前，主啊，求你教我怎么亲近。
But we still come to him and say, Lord, teach me how to draw close to you.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们一定要给主一些时间啊。
So we need to give the Lord time.
我不知道弟兄姊妹花了多少时间在主的身上呢。
I don't know how much time you spend on the Lord.
其实感谢主，弟兄姊妹能够来聚会，很不错。
We thank the Lord that brothers and sisters come to the meeting.
其实那个擘饼聚会就是一个很好的操练。
Even our breaking of the bread, that is a good exercise.
我希望弟兄姊妹从一个情况就是，哎呀，我不得已要做一个钟头的情况。
I want us to change from a situation, oh, I have to stand this for an hour.
也许主慢慢带我们觉得啊，一个钟头好像还太短。
And then the Lord lead us to a point and say, oh, 1 hour is still too short.
所以弟兄姊妹，擘饼聚会的时候，我们什么也不求。
In the breaking of the bread, we do not ask for anything.
我们就在这边学习亲近主。
We are learning how to draw close to him.
所以这是一个非常好的一个机会。
This is a very good opportunity.
但是还是不够的。
But this is not enough.
因为我们平常就要给主时间的。
In our daily life, we need to give time to the Lord.
我们给其他人，给我们的公司，给我们学校太多时间了。
We give others, we give our corporation lots of time.
啊，我知道很多学生很忙，所以大家不要有压力。
I know students are busy. Don't be pressured by me.
但只要我们有这些时间哈，我们总是有时间留给我们的主。
But if we have time, we need to take time out for the Lord.
弟兄姊妹有没有想过啊？就是有时候你读圣经这是好的。
Have you ever thought about this? Reading the Bible, that's good.
啊，祷告也是好的。
Praying, that's good too.
所以弟兄姊妹有没有想过？因为以前我们觉得，哎呀，我以前读圣经，有时候，哎呀，我现在要读经一年一遍，所以我要读圣经。
Many times I feel, oh, I need to read the Bible through a year, so now I'm going to read it.
很多时候我祷告的时候，哎呀，主，我现在有个什么困难，我要祷告。
And then I come to the Lord, oh, I have this difficulty, of course I have to pray.
所以就是我们试着把那个原因哈，这个把它倒一下。
But let's kind of shift our focus here.
就是说，主啊，我是为着亲近你来读圣经的。
It is because I want to draw near to you. That's why I'm reading the Bible.
然后我是为着来亲近你，所以我来祷告。
It's because I want to draw near to you. That's why I'm praying.
我为着亲近你，所以我来聚会。
It's because I want to draw near to you. That's why I come to meeting.
所以弟兄姊妹，不管怎么样，我们用各样的方法说主啊，我要学着来亲近。
So whatever the way, we want to learn how to draw near to you, Lord.
在我们刚刚念的这个雅各书这边哈。
So in this passage in James.
刚刚他说要抵挡魔鬼，魔鬼要逃跑。
It says.To resist the devil, he will flee from you.
在那个前面，他讲到说，哎呀，与世俗为友，就是与神为敌啊。
But in before that says, if you are befriending the world, you are enemy of God.
他这边先讲到说，哎呀，有人是跟仇跟世俗哈是很亲近的。
It's saying that some people are really close to the world.
然后与世俗很亲近呢，就是跟魔鬼很亲近。
those who are close to the world are close to the devil.
所以他这边有感觉啊，你们一定要抵挡这件事情。
That's why he's saying you need to resist this thing.
然后魔鬼就可以逃跑。
And then the devil will flee.
然后这个作者接下来就想到说，你们要亲近神，神就亲近你们。
And then he said, draw near to God, and he will draw near to you.
先跟这个魔鬼这个好保持距离。
Now keep your distance from the devil.
但是要好好的跟主非常的亲近。
But draw near to the Lord.
这一次我看的时候，下面那句给我一些冲击。
This time I was challenged by this latter part of this verse.
他说，有罪的人啊，要洁净你们的手。
It says, cleanse your hand, ye sinners.
心怀恶意的人啊，要清洁你们的心。
Purify your hearts, ye double-minded.
哎，我就在想，为什么他讲到亲近神之后就讲这件事情呢？
I see. Why does he say these things after saying, draw nigh to God?
所以我就感觉这个作者好像在讲到说，后面这件事情是一个亲近神的拦阻。
I think what he's saying is these things are hindrances to drawing near to God.
其实没有错，因为我们有罪的时候呢，祷告必不蒙垂听的。
Of course, because when we regard iniquity in our heart, the Lord will not hear us.
应该对不起，我讲不准。如果我们心注重罪孽的话，我们看重一个罪的话，不愿意放罪的话，祷告神绝对不听的。
Yes, if we regard iniquity in our heart, the Lord will not hear us.
所以他说啊，你们有罪的人要洁净你们的手。
And so, cleanse your hand, ye sinners.
弟兄姊妹，结婚弟兄姊妹，不知道有没有这种经历啊？
Brothers and sisters who are married, I don't know if you have this experience.
如果礼拜六晚上或者礼拜天早上夫妻吵架。
Maybe Saturday night or Sunday morning, husband and wife quarrel.
勉强来波饼聚会，我不晓得。有没有办法祷告不出来？
And you're just forced to come on Sunday morning for the breaking of the bread. Can you pray?
对，以前我跟那个 roommate 住一起的时候。
When I was just living with my roommate.
礼拜六那天我们吵架。
Saturday night we quarrel.
吵架，然后，这个吵架大家都不想认错。
And then none of us want.
那好像是他的错，对。所以然后我就睡觉。
So I went to bed.
就睡了一会儿，他跑来找我。
And then he came to me.
他说：“弟兄，对不起，刚刚我的错。
”And then he said, "Brother, I was wrong."
他说：“我不认错的话，明天没办法聚会。
”So if I do not confess my sin tomorrow, I cannot go to the meeting.
对，真的是这样。如果我们有一个罪，我们抓在那边不放的话呢，这个没办法亲近神。
If there's a sin that we're not willing to let go, we cannot draw near to God.
另外一个就是心怀恶意的人。
And then the other thing is to be a double-minded man.
就是有些外面的吸引，好叫我们好像脚踏两条船呢。
There's outward attraction as if we're stepping on two boats.
我们想要那个东西，又想要主这样。
We want that thing, but we also want the Lord.
这样的情况没办法亲近神。
If you're in that condition, it's hard to draw near to God.
因为主对我们是完全的专一的。
Because God gives Himself totally to us.
我们必须要远离其他的霸占，才有办法亲近神。
We need to be rid of other entanglements.
所以当我在思想这些事情的时候。
So when I was thinking about this thing,
我突然有一个很深的感觉哈。
I have this deep feeling.
主的要求好像到了一个程度。
The demand of the Lord gets to this point.
当你有心怀恶意的时候呢？
When you are double-minded.
到一个程度，主的感觉就是，你要选择我呢，要不然就选择这一个。
The Lord is like this. He is like, you have to choose this or you have to choose me.
你没有办法两个都要。
You cannot have both.
你如果要那个的话， 你就等于不要主。
If you want that, it is the same as not wanting the Lord.
哇，我觉得我有这个感觉之后，我就觉得蛮怎么讲，蛮敬畏，蛮这个，就蛮敬畏的。
So when I had that realization, I was fearful before the Lord.
所以很多时候，我觉得我也是，好像这个也好，然后主也要这样子。
Many times I want this, and of course I want the Lord too.
但是主给我的感觉哈，你只能选一个。
But then the Lord gives me this feeling, you can only choose one.
如果你这样子下去的话，你根本没办法亲近主。
If you continue like this, you cannot draw near to Him.
结果呢，我有这种感觉之后，我就继续读一个传记。
So after I felt that, I continued with a biography.
对，我有时候读书很慢。
Sometimes I read very slowly.
那个暗示之后这本书。
It's about the Queen of Darkness.
几个月前读了八分之一。
Months ago, I read like 1/8.
然后这次再早一点那个时间再读了八分之一。
Then I read another 1/8 this time.
通常应该我读完再交通的。
Usually I share after I read the whole thing.
但是这一次因为我看到一件事情，一模一样的感觉，所以我交通一下。
But because I saw something really really similar, I want to share about it.
就是这个姊妹蛮可爱，蛮宝贵的。
This sister is very precious and she's lovely.
她在很年轻的时候信了耶稣。
He believed in our Lord when she was very young.
所以她信了之后呢，带她的同学信主。
After she believed, she led her friend to believe.
他们帮助一个坚决不信主的老师也信主。
And they also helped one who was stubborn about not believing to believe in the Lord too.
然后他回家之后呢，也帮助他那个反对信耶稣的这个妈妈也信主。
And she also helped her mom who was against the Lord to believe.
所以我觉得这个十几岁的小姊妹非常的非常的宝贵。
So this teenage sister was very precious.
她是在那个19世纪末期跟20世纪初期的时候。
She lived during the end of the 19th, beginning of the 20th century.
所以在那个民国在清末明初那时候非常的传统保守的时代。
So it was at the end of the Qing dynasty and then the beginning of 民国。
然后那个所以弟兄姊妹曾经有过感情问题的话，我不是故意选这段。
If you have some problem in relationship, I did not intentionally try to choose this for that.
先声明一下，这个那个，所以他在那时候很年轻的时候，他好像很多人他们追求的时候呢，就要男生追求女生的时候就要写信。
Well, at that time, when you're courting a girl, you need to write letters.
他们都不敢这样直接讲话。
They don't go to tell them face to face.
所以这个姊妹呢，她说她收到蛮多这种求婚信。
So this sister, she got a lot of letters like this proposal, marriage proposal.
那有一天呢，她那个校长把她叫过去。
And one day the principal called her.
然后有个年长弟兄带了一封一个年轻人的求婚信给他。
And then a brother again brought a letter, a marriage proposal to her.
啊，他们就说啊，这个年轻人是一个附近男子大学的一个教授，很年轻。
And this person is a professor in a nearby college, very young.
然后他们都说他是他们家中唯一的一个信主的基督徒，非常好。
And he's the only Christian in his family. He's very good.
那也非常的优秀。
And very smart too.
Yeah. 所以他们就觉得，哎，你要不要试试看啊？这样子。
And so they're trying to tell her to consider this.
所以那个时候，这个女孩子非常的保守害羞的。
And at that point in the time, the sister is very conservative, you know, she
非常 shy 这样
shy
所以 她说、暂时就不要但是那个男的就继续写信
And so she said, well, I don't want to get involved right now, but then the young man continued to write letters.
那他可能从学校回家住以后呢、那个信还是继续寄来。
So after she went home, he continued to send letters to her.
那有一天他妈妈发现了。
One day, the mom discovered the letter.
诶，这是什么信啊？这个就问了一下。
Oh, what are these letters?
然后这个结果就在他哥哥跟妈妈的这个怂恿之下呢，也不是怂恿，他其实可能已经有好感，所以就慢慢开始通信。
So, you know, of course, with the approval of the mom and the brother, and maybe she also felt something, she continued this thing.
对，他说他从心中从一个很敬重，然后就慢慢变成了爱慕，就看着就有爱情在那里。
So, from having no feeling, she gradually had feeling, and then she had, you know, this love.
那这个年轻男子呢，他决定要到美国去念博士。
Now the young man decided to come to the U.S. for a PhD.
他们已经基本上心中都想好了，就是等他毕业回来呢，就结婚。
And basically, they have decided that after he graduated from his doctorate, he'll come home and they will get married.
其实我读到那边的时候，就一直都很高兴，这样。
So after that point, I was really happy reading the story.
那个男生才21岁嘛。
The young man was 21.
对，那我想姊妹可能更年轻了，就是对。
And our sister probably even younger.
所以他们就这个隔洋这样子通了好几年的信。
So you know they had exchanged letters across the ocean.
对，在这个当中，对，在这当中真的是培养蛮深的感情。
And so they had this deep relationship through that.
到了第五年，就是他的博士最后一年。
At the end of the fifth year, the last year of his PhD,
事情急转直下。
There was a big turning point.
他说那个年轻人写的信，他已经开始怀疑耶稣是不是神了。
From the letter, this young man seems to start doubting whether Jesus is God.
然后写信的语气里面也有点嘲笑这个信福音的事。
And then he belittled, you know, the gospel.
哇，所以这个姊妹非常的震惊啊！她就赶快写信要帮助他这样。
And so the sister wanted to so much to help him through the letters.
但是她已经开始有个清楚的感觉说，我信的跟他信的，他现在连神信都不相信了，我以后怎么可能生活在一起？
And she started to realize what I believe and what he believes are completely different. How can we live together like that?
她每天祷告。
So she prayed every day.
然后在他们家中的这个花园走的时候也在思想这件事情。
In the garden, in her home, she was thinking about this thing.
结果有时候我在想，她那个年代的女生可能跟我们今天不太一样。
Maybe the ladies at that time are different from nowadays.
我可能又是口误。我想就是说，他们可能这个保守的情况里面，基本上定的话，就是心里面都是已经定。
Yeah, at that time when they have decided to marry such a one, it's very definite.
所以他挣扎了好久，到了有一天的时候，他收到一个信。收到那个男子来的信。
So she struggled so much, and one day she got this letter.
她心中突然有一个很特别的感觉。
And she had a very different feeling.
她觉得这可能是她毕业前的写的最后一封了，因为她差不多要毕业回来了。
And she said this is probably the last letter before his graduation.
所以她这个毕业，她这个信一拆开之后，他想说他会不会改变，会不会改变
？And so when she opened the letter, she was thinking, will he change?
那这个男子呢，就写了说，我要毕业了，然后我要回来，然后我要毕业要回来。
And so he wrote that he is graduating, he's coming home.
其实基本上意思就是说，就照着我们以前的约定， 我回来之后我们就可以成家。
That means when he comes home, according to the plan, they're going to get married.
但是他一点都没提到他的信仰的事情，故意的。
But intentionally, he did not mention anything about his faith.
所以那天我们的小姊妹呢
？So our young sister that day.
她其实可能又祷告了好，挣扎了好多天。
I'm sure he struggled and prayed for many days.
所以当她有一天在她祷告的时候
，So one day during her prayer.
He 里面就一个感觉说，那我到底要跟随我的主呢，还是我要跟着我的爱人，然后拒绝我的主
？So she thinks in her heart, am I gonna follow my Lord or am I gonna go with this one whom I love and deny my Lord？
到底是我选我的主呢，还是选我所爱的人呢
？Now do I choose my Lord or do I choose the one I love？
所以那一天她祷告的时候
，So that day when she was praying，
那个主耶稣那个克西马尼园的祷告的图画呢，好像活化在她心里面。
So the picture of our Lord praying in Gethsemane becomes alive for her.
她看见主耶稣那个大雪点的那样的一个祷告的光景。
She saw the drops of blood from our Lord praying.
所以她说，她说主啊，我看到。我深深摸到了你的痛苦。
And she said, I really can sense, Lord, your sorrow.
然后你也知道我心中现在的痛苦。
And I know you know my sorrow.
然后但是我那天她被那个神的爱就充满。
And she was filled with the love of God that day.
她说我愿意放弃自己。
And she said, I'm going to let go of myself.
她也就是说她把这个感情就完全放弃。
And that is letting go of this love, this emotion.
她可以，那时候她可以，她说她可以赞美主。
And she said that at that point she can praise God.
但是她要打字回信的时候呢，她说她手很难动不了。
But when she was typing, her hand seems immovable.
所以在之后呢，她我后来查了一下，我想她一生都没有再结婚。
And then she did not get married for the rest of her life.
为什么我要讲这个呢？
Now why do I mention this story?
因为她自己这样写哈。
Because she wrote this.
她说啊，我靠着加给我力量的主，我能够选择我们的主。
Through the Lord who strengthens me, I.
对，然后割断了五年来这个所有的。那个愉快的情谊跟美满的梦想。
And I choose the Lord and lay aside all this the beautiful 5 years.
他说啊，直到如今我从不后悔。
And up to this day, I do not regret.
因为从那天起，我救主的爱从来没有离开我。
Because from that day on, the love of our Lord never leaves me.
我们的交通更是一年比一年甘甜。
And our fellowship is sweeter year after year.
哎，弟兄姊妹，我觉得他打击我的就是说，选择主或是选择另外一个。
What strikes me is choosing the Lord or choosing the other one.
另外一个就是，当他从那天开始，他自己说呢，我的主的爱就没有再离开过他。
And then she also said, from that day on, the love of the Lord never.Left her.
弟兄姊妹，我们要亲近主是，我们要亲近主吗
？Do we want to draw near to the Lord？
有时候这次我真的感觉哈，亲近主实在是一个非常容易的事情。
Drawing near to the Lord is easy.
我刚刚不是讲吗？随时随地随处都可以亲近他。
Because it is wherever you are, at whatever time, at whatever circumstance.
但是在另外一方面。
But on the other hand,
亲近主有一些情况是要付代价。
Drawing near to the Lord demands some cost.
好像当我们放下一些事情的时候，你发现主的亲近是好的无比的。
But when we let go of something, then we know that drawing near to the Lord is so precious.
弟兄姊妹，有时候我真的没有办法解释这个事情。
Sometimes it's very difficult for me to explain this.
我们亲近主就好像对我要追求亲近主。
When we draw near to the Lord, it's as if we're pursuing the Lord.
但是很奇妙的。
It's very amazing.
当我们把一些事情真的放下。
But when we let go of things,
我们真的还经历了亲近主。
Then we really experience drawing near to the Lord.
我其实我今天准备了后面还有 好些怎么去亲近主的操练。
I still prepared so many things on how to draw near to the Lord.
对，但是我有感觉哈。
But I feel this way.
弟兄姊妹，如果你略略也经历像我们小姊妹同样的经历的话。
If you experience in some way what our sister experienced.
有可能我后面这些怎么做的事情都可以不要讲。
Maybe all these things that I prepared, I don't have to speak about them anymore.
因为你发现你已经开始经历主。
Because you
经历亲近主。
Because you have already began to experience how to draw close to our Lord.
所以说我最后就请再借五分钟给我。
So let me have 5 more minutes.
到底亲近主的内容是什么？
Now, what is the substance of drawing close to the Lord?
弟兄姊妹，我们是神的儿女。
We are His children.
我们来到主的面前可以跟我们天父亲近。
When we come to him, we can be close to our Heavenly Father.
我们思想他给我们的供应，他对我们的福分，他是何等的浩大，何等的奇妙。
We can think about his blessing, his provision, and how great he is.
我们也是仆人的身份。
But we are also servants.
我们可以在寻求主给我话语，寻求主引导我，寻求主给我能力。
We can ask for leading, for power, for words from Him.
求主给我负担，给我一个爱人灵魂的心。
That we can have a burden for Him, for burden for people and love for people.
那我们也是童女。
We are also virgins.
我们去领会主在我们身上的爱，主怎么为我们舍命。
We want to experience His love for us, how He gave His life for us.
然后我们主愿意成为我们的朋友。
And the Lord wants to be our friend too.
我们可以跟主任何事情都倾心吐意。
We can tell him everything.
前一阵子我的其实这一阵子眼睛不太好。
Lately my eyes are not very well.
那有个黑影，然后出现又好，出现又好。
There's like a dark spot that will come and go.
然后开车的时候虽然好了，但开车感觉好像这个视力有点下降。
But and so when I'm driving, it's my sight is affected.
其实我心中蛮害怕。
Sometimes I'm pretty fearful about this in my heart.
但是你又不好意思跟别人讲。
But
大男人有什么好怕？
But it's I don't want to tell it to other people.
但是你在祷告之后，如果你有害怕的话，你是自己害怕呢，还是跟主一起害怕？
But if you're afraid, you want to be afraid alone or to be afraid with the Lord?
如果你心中低沉忧虑的话，你是自己忧愁呢，还是跟主一同的忧愁？
If you're down, do you want to be down alone or do you be down before the Lord?
弟兄姊妹，我们要真啊。
We have to be real.
我是怎么样的情况呢？我们就到主的面前。
Whatever our condition is, that's the way we go before Him.
我后来哈，给那个年轻姊妹的一个建议。
So I gave this the young sister, the one who asked question, this suggestion.
我说你可能可以试着读读诗篇。
I said maybe you can try reading the Psalms.
因为诗篇里面都是祷告。
Because the Psalms is all prayer.
如果你不晓得怎么没有祈求的事情的话，你要跟主祷告的话，你可以一边读诗篇一边试试看跟主接近。
If you have nothing to ask of the Lord, you can read the Psalm and learn to draw near to Him.
弟兄姊妹，你可以借着诗歌。
And you can also through songs and hymns.
当你唱诗歌的时候，有什么主的那个话，有什么那个诗歌的词里面呢，好像摸着你的心了，成为你的安慰。
So if there are words in the song that becomes your comfort.
弟兄姊妹，在聚会当中，我们也在亲近主。
Or in the meeting, we're also drawing near to Him.
我想我今天就交通这一些哈。
So today I will just my sharing will just stop here.
我真的巴不得我们都能够经历这个亲近主的那个甘甜跟实际。
I really hope that we can experience the sweetness of being drawing close to God.
那个叫我们的天父的心何等的满足。
And how it satisfies the heart of our heavenly Father.
我们一点有祷告。
Let's pray.
主耶稣，我们何等感谢你。
Lord Jesus, we really thank you.
主啊，真是叫我们不轻看我们今天所得着的权利。
Let us not belittle the privilege that we have.
也让我们实在感觉我们父亲的心是何等的愿意来亲近我们。
And that we can know the heart of our Father, how He wants to fellowship with us.
主啊，愿你的爱常常摸着我们的。摸着我们的心
Lord, may your love draw us and touch us.
好叫我们能够放下除去一切的拦阻
That we can let go all the stumbling blocks.
是吧？借着各样、各式各样、各样的操练，我们学习常常回到你的面前
And through all the exercise, we can come before you, Lord.
是吧？我们谢谢你
Lord, we thank you.
祷告是奉主耶稣的基督的名
This we pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
时间就到这里。